You don't know, Hoshi 2:35. Supplicate to God, pray to and invoke Him at midnight and at dawn. Be humble and submissive to God, and chant the verses of thanksgiving at morn and eve. Once upon a time, the five little children in Okinawa were settling down for the night. Mother was just putting the little ones to bed as Mona, Asma, and Riaz were finishing their homework. They heard Shala and Anissa say their prayers. Then, as the little girls lay their heads on their pillow, Mother, patting them in time to the music or stroking their hair, sang several prayer songs to them. She kissed them goodnight and said, as always, "Last thing before you go to sleep and first thing when you wake up in the morning, Ya Baha'u'llah Ha." Riaz suddenly said, "Why do you always say that? And why do you make us say prayers every morning and every night? None of our friends do that." Mother walked over to Riaz and gave him a kiss on the top of his head before he could duck away. "Well, first let me say that Ya Baha'u'llah Ha is the tiniest little prayer that you can say. It's like calling on God to be near you. So why do we say prayers? Pretend that you're walking through a jungle and are trying very hard to find your way home. Your home is west of where you started out from. How do you make sure you're going in the right direction to reach home?" "Use a compass," said Ozma, who loved adventure stories. "Good idea," said Mother. "Do you need to look at the compass only once during the whole trip to find your way?" "No, of course not, Mom," said Riaz. "You keep checking and checking so you don't get lost." "Well," said Mother, "that is exactly why we say prayers every day, and especially when we wake up and before we go to sleep. It is to keep our soul on the right path on its journey towards God." Shala's sleepy voice could just barely be heard. "Don't we say prayers before we go to sleep so we can have good dreams?" "Yes," said Mother. "When you go to sleep thinking happy spiritual things, then you're so much more likely to have spiritual happy dreams." "Like flying," shouted little Anissa, who wasn't asleep at all. Everyone laughed. "Well, maybe you will have dreams of flying," said Mother. "Those are nice dreams, aren't they?" "Also," said Mother, "Abdu'l-Bahá tells us that prayer is like food for our soul. Just like we need to eat several times a day to keep our bodies strong and healthy, we also must say prayers several times a day to keep our soul strong and healthy." Mona lifted up her head from her studying and commented, "If Riaz would feed his soul as often as he stuffs his mouth with food, he would have the healthiest soul around." Riaz responded to that by throwing a pillow at her. Now, said Mother. "There's one other thing Abdu'l-Bahá said we should live in a state of prayer. That means we should live our life so that we are always at prayer." "How could we get anything done if we're always reading prayers?" said Asma. "Reading prayers isn't the only way to pray," said Mother. "Working or studying hard is like prayer. Playing beautiful music is like prayer. Basically, anything you do in service to someone else is prayer," said Mother. "There's a beautiful story of an African woman who told how the women of her village would walk to the river to get water, and they would put big pots full of water on their heads. On the way home, they would talk to their neighbors, help a child here or there, and basically go about their daily lives. But they could never forget that they had that large pot of water balanced on their heads, or the water would be spilled." This African woman explained that living in a state of prayer was just like that. We go about our lives with this thought of God in our hearts, like those African women with the pots of water on their heads. Anissa, jumping on her bed, yelled, "And if we drop it, all our prayers will spill out." Stories always made Anissa very excited. Shala yawned. Oh, I said so sleepily. Wouldn't you guys ever be quiet and let people go to sleep? Everyone laughed. Mother put Anissa back under the covers, gave each one a last kiss, and closed the door. Good night.